We're back, and it's part one of SummerSlam week. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We all know Lana kissed a girl, but have you?
Let's get on the chat now.
Guys.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I'm talking about the ladies.
Chat roulette up in here.
Wow. Women. Thank you for tuning in this week episode of Total Divas. We're back. Hallelujah. It's been like forever. I'm trying to get everything adjusted. I had a wild day. My name's Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. TK, where can they find you?
Praise Jesus. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Praise Jesus.
Just, you know, just hallelujah. Just, you know, follow it up.
Oh,
you should
man.
Say God is good. That's what you did. Oh, my God.
Well, amen. Remember, the devil goes to church. So.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, wow. Wow. I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
And my name is Roger. You could find me on Twitter, Roger_Corral, or Instagram, Beef Supreme.
Roger
Beef
that.
Supreme?
Beef Supreme. The best item on the menu.
Are you just now realizing that? And then you posted it. I saw you posted it.
Wait, hold on, Roger. What menu are you talking about?
The Taco Bell menu.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about something else. I was like, what?
Wait.
That's why you guys don't have kids.
Is there another
Beef Supreme?
Wait. Is there another Beef Supreme?
I don't eat Taco Bell, so I don't know.
Oh.
You know where her mind is always at.
Totally what her
She's vegan.
At.
All
right. You got the hookup, TK?
If y'all in chat figured it out, because obviously
he
didn't get it.
Okay, I was just talking about Taco Bell. Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, we are definitely back. We're having a good time. Starting off this show, we kind of have all the women in the back for SmackDown getting ready. And Nia is now getting ready to kind of go on date, meet other men. And Charlie Caruso was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's go try and do something. Our truth is in the back. He mentions, don't find men at the gym. Don't do it. And we pretty much see, later on then we see Nia and Maryse go out for lunch. And Maryse pretty much shows a flyer that's like a firefighter rescue single party. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been on to one of those things?
No.
She's not. I could, man, I would have swore you have.
I know a lot of firefighters.
Oh, okay.
But no
chance. I don't need to go to a party to find them.
Yeah, actually, earlier in the show, TK was like, yeah, firefighters, yeah, they can lift you. And I'm like,
they
can wrestlers.
They can too.
Ooh.
She's always the best. This is true.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
I haven't been one.
To be honest though, Leos are very sexually, very sexual.
Well, I'm a Scorpio.
Y'all know way too much about signs.
Like I'm a Scorpio.
You're winning. Yeah, we already determined that.
Way too much.
Like, all makes sense.
But her mind is in the gutter more than mine is.
So is mine, but I ain't going to say it out loud.
Okay, when I saw the flyer, I expected them to be in uniform when they showed up.
Really? Like strippers?
Yeah. I mean, if
you were expecting strippers.
No, if you're promoting a firefighter show, I better see some firefighters.
It's not a show. It's like a, it's almost like
a speeding.
Yeah, it's a speeding.
But how do I know you're a firefighter?
Well, the lady, the girl who introduced herself
to
Nia.
I'm supposed to trust that?
No, she vets all of them.
Ugh. Okay.
Well, the one guy did show up and say he wasn't a firefighter, but
yeah, that was such great vetting.
The other one said he came for drinks.
Yeah.
But he's a firefighter, though.
How did he? Okay, was a firefighter?
Yeah.
But I thought he said he wasn't.
Yeah. No, she vetted all of them. So all the guys who, because somebody's at the door. So she's vetted all the guys who are firefighters.
So how do you vet it? Is there like a firefighter ID?
Yeah, there is. You have to go to certifications.
No,
tests,
I guess that. So you take your certification then?
Yeah, you either take your certification or even on top of that too. Like for instance, police officers are
well, they have a badge.
No, but they're with SOCOs.
They're
actually firefighters do too.
They got
but
a
police
badge.
Officers are actually with certain like you know Inglewood Police, etc., cetera, etc. Cetera. Yeah. Firefighters do the same thing. So you can literally go on the directory and find out if their name is there.
Mm.
It's not.
And
that
then
hard.
They have to answer those questions. Those are firefighter questions.
That's right.
Asked.
That's that.
Like how.
Asked. asking
how wet you could get. Was that? Was
no,
that,
that wasn't a part the car. Of the oh,
that was when they were in the car.
That was one of the party. That's right.
That wasn't a part of the question.
I'm sorry. That was one of the questions that they were asking. Yeah, they were on their way there,
and it was hilarious. How long is your hose?
Ugh. She had a lot of hose questions.
Yeah. Yeah. In different area codes.
Oh, no.
702-513.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
605.
Yeah. Well, Naya ended up finding this cute guy. To me, he looks like Corey Graves. Tattooed.
A taller Corey true. Graves.
Yeah. Yeah. Tall. Mm-hmm. Same hairstyle. Tattoos. So we'll see him in the next episode because she
got his number.
Yeah,
she got the digits.
But then we get to see. Did. But then the women go into more detail.
She was
detail.
Still taller than him, now.
Nothing wrong with that, though. And some guy had the audacity to say, "Oh, are you really The Rock's cousin?" What the hell?
Not a good pickup line. She struggled. I mean, she went through what, 6-7 guys that we saw. She might have even gone through more.
I would have been offended and be like,
"That's how it is in life."
Yeah, so they associate you with something.
Yeah,
that's how it is in life. You go through a whole bunch of guys and.
And keep going.
And you only end up with one. Maybe. Some people not, but yeah.
All right.
That's beautiful, guys.
All right.
That's what you're doing right now.
What?
You're with one. Yes. As far as we know.
That's why he said it was beautiful.
That's why I just said it was beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? The shade.
I'm all confused. But yeah, that was fun to watch Naya go out there. And then they decided to plan a Sex in a City type of party, which we get to see on not next episode, but they start planning it. Maurice is excited because she's known for planning parties all the time, as we've seen on past episodes. So the next situation that we get to see on this episode is Alexa Bliss is engaged. She's been engaged to Buddy Murphy for like ever,
two years.
But
yeah, 2 years.
But
engaged.
You know what?
For 2 years.
In wrestling, it's like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're always together on the road, da da da. And pretty much, she kind of doesn't seem like she's ready to get married. She doesn't seem like she's committed. And Naya pretty much tells her like it is.
Yeah.
And Alexa is afraid that he might get cut because he is.
Well, he's afraid he might get cut.
He's afraid he might get cut. Yeah. But then again, she's also like thinking, okay, then you're going to go to Australia. You're going to get stuck
in
Australia. I think he'll be fine.
We were talking about this. I mean, he'll find work. It's not like he has to completely retire if he gets cut.
No, there's plenty of people in the indie scene that are from around the world that get to do what they
love. Yeah, you get like an athlete visa, which is like a P visa.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's different visas. Well, it just depends. It depends on, but the situation now with immigration, he might have to wait. But
right, because
it's going really slow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he can get another visa. The whole thing with that is that I feel like, if you love this person and you know that you guys were engaged anyway,
right,
then you don't necessarily have to do the wedding because there's two different things. At the end of the day, you go to the courthouse and you literally just get the paper because that's all they really need. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about the wedding, which she was referring to, is a ceremony. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who go to the courthouse 6 months before they get married and they have a ceremony over, like they have a ceremony in the islands. So it doesn't really matter, but I just think it doesn't sound like she's as educated about all the options because when he's explaining to her about fiance visa and all this other stuff, she had like no idea.
She didn't, but I felt in that moment, I was just like, well, if this is a person that you've been engaged with for 2 years and he's saying these are options, these are the things that we could do, I felt like she kind of like pushed him off, like, well, if you gotta go away, you gotta go away.
Yeah, well, she wants the Disney dream, which is fine, but sometimes not like that
because she wants to get married only once.
Yeah, but
you can go, like she said, you can go get your certificate.
I mean, that's the ideal, right?
Yeah, you can still go and get your certificate, but that's the thing. When you grow up on the whole Disney thing, this is what you think about, and you don't see, like, all the other possibilities, and you don't really, it's like, she's never been married before, so she doesn't know all the other options. So she's just thinking, okay, well, that means we have to get married, we have to do the white dress, we have to do all this other stuff, which is like, nah, dog, you just go to the courthouse and get
your certification,
Oh, you're saying she doesn't realize that she could just get the certificate?
I don't think she can tell
that's what you're saying.
Because technically, I mean, you're they're married on paper, but if you want the ceremony, yeah, the big ceremony, you could wait for that.
I think it's because her parents didn't have her and her parents are married. They've been together since they had her since they when they were teenagers, and I think it's because she doesn't want to do what her parents did, and they went. I think they went to the courthouse and just got married. They didn't have a big ceremony.
Yeah, but that's two things.
I think she's just afraid. It's possible that she doesn't want to do the same thing.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right that you could get the certificate and then you could plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also risk the possibility that then you kind of don't care for the ceremony after that. I mean, it's possible. It's all mental at the end of the day.
You're married. So what did you and your wife do? Did you guys
We wanted the perfect beach wedding. And so we didn't get married until we could do that.
Did you guys go to the courthouse? And
we went to the courthouse that morning. So to us, it all had to happen that day. That's what we wanted. Okay. So we didn't want... Technically, we could have gotten married before. We could have had our ceremony any other time. We didn't want that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So whatever happened before,
your wife is not getting sent back to wherever.
Exactly. We didn't have any...
It's a little different situation.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Naya does give it to her good, and...
I like Naya. She
says all the stuff I would
say. Yeah, I'm like, girl... Figure it out. Like, stop talking about it.
Yeah, she was making... I felt Naya was in the right. We talked about this, and you didn't feel like she...
As usual.
You know why? Because she doesn't... You guys think she's being real. I feel like she's not being a good friend. A good friend is... a good friend actually tries to understand you.
Right.
You guys think that a good friend tells you how it is.
No.
And I think there's a slight difference.
A good friend, if you're telling your friend about the same thing over and over, and you're listening to that person, and on the 100th time they're saying, well, this is, and you've already heard it 100 times,
mm-hmm.
like, you've already listened to the person, you know how that person feels. Now, it's like, if you're true friends, you can say, well, this is the situation, this is what I feel. Obviously, you know, she could have threw it in Naya's face, and like, well, you're single, you're not even, like, even close to getting, you know, married and all that type of stuff. But as friends, you can throw that type of shade, mm-hmm. and if you're true friends, it's like, all right, this is how she feels. That's cool, but I'm going to do me. That's strong friendship. I think you can get offended and stop talking to them because they said some negative stuff.
No, you shouldn't get mad. You're right.
Well, I don't even feel like it was negative, but I do feel as though Naya brought up a great point, and she's right. Like, you've talked to me about this 100 times. All I hear is excuses. At this point, like, just do it. If you're going to do it, either you're going to do it, or if you're not, you need to rethink about being married.
Yeah,
because
she said it.
Even Naya said it. She said she needs to just go ahead and marry the man. Like, I don't understand.
I'm okay with what you guys are saying, with her criticizing her, saying you say this over and over.
Mm-hmm.
But then she tells her, if you're not going to do that, then you need to rethink marriage. Naya is no one to...
No, she said rethink their relationship.
But that's... Who is she to say that?
Yeah, but it might be a true statement.
It is a true... Yeah.
It might not, but it'll make her think, though.
Obviously, it might not. It did, because she got up and got
like, all
mad.
You're doing is being rude. The first part I get. The first part is saying, hey, you're being repetitive.
No.
Maybe you should, you know, stop and consider everything again. The second part saying you should reconsider your relationship. Now you're just being rude to the relationship.
No, here's an example.
No.
Say you come to me every day and you're like, I want to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym. I'm fat. I want to go to the gym. I want to go to the gym.
That doesn't apply with another person.
Then I would say, look, like, either go to the gym or, you know, consider being fat for the rest of your life. Like, I don't want to hear it.
But that doesn't involve you judging my relationship.
But my thing is
like,
is
you're
she,
judging a relationship that you know nothing about.
But she clearly does.
She does know.
No, I mean, you know it on the outset. You don't go home every night with them.
It
depends on how much you're talking in the relationship. So, for instance, if you talk to, which I don't think really guys do, but if girls, depending on their relationship, a girl might divulge all her relationship details to a specific friend, and that friend knows the details, whether you think where you think so or not.
Yeah.
So she might know more details than she's letting on for us to see.
So does she have to say it right there in front of the couple, like, in that moment? I think that's rude. It's rude. Even if you're a true friend, the guy is there. He's obviously feeling like crap. Like, it's just a bad time.
I would rather, if I were in that particular situation and I were, like, the guy, I would rather the friend say it in front of me. Versus in an argument, then she brings up something that Naya said, and now it's a whole situation.
Yeah. But why is the other option an argument? Why can't you just say it to me, like, as soon as we're done eating breakfast? Like, why do you have to ruin that moment?
Well, it depends on their friendship. You don't know what her friendship is
or
with him either.
Or how long she's been saying that, and she was finally just like, you know what, forget this. Like, I'm going to say what's
going
on.
Yeah.
I don't think she overstepped her boundaries.
I don't think she would have said it if she didn't know him like that.
Yeah, I don't
either. She doesn't seem like the type that would just... go pop off on just some regular, like,
yeah, she knew the I think she, Alexa's been talking about it long enough with her that she knew the basis and the foundation of the relationship, because even Alexa said it. She said, well, she as a friend, she understands our ups and downs in our relationships. I don't know why she would say something like that to me. So if you know that, because most girls do have a one friend that they divulge everything
I don't
to
do that.
Mm-mm. Well,
don't do that. It's not a good idea. But whatever.
Continue. Well, we have good friends. I will say,
not good.
There is. I feel like there's one person that you can be more open to than the rest of your friends. I'll put it that
and
way.
And that's cool. Like I said,
and
I don't
think that she overstepped her boundaries. She straight up told her, like, if you're having this much confusion about marrying somebody,
she's
then
20,
you need to.
She's 26,
and don't get engaged.
And they've been engaged, but see, that's you can be engaged for as long as you want. She's been engaged for 2 years. I just think it's rude for her to say, if you're going to be engaged and, you know, have all these questions, then you should do this and this. Like, you're not a therapist. You're not anyone to really tell me what I should do.
But she's a friend that's invested in that friendship.
Have guys never ever given you, like advice on stuff, and they're clearly not
advice
therapists?
Is different than judging my relationship. There's a difference.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that she judged one. It. I feel like
you judged it. You judged her engagement. Let's say that.
No, she didn't.
She did. She said you've been engaged for 2 years.
No, she based it off of her telling her the same situation over and over again. And she said, listen, if you're going to continue to tell me the same things and complain, then you need to rethink what you're doing. That's like they say, if you try the same thing over and over and over again, it's insanity. So if you got to change something.
I don't think she would have
different results.
I don't think she would have that opinion if he didn't have to leave the country. Like if they were engaged and they're both American and he's staying in the country and they're engaged for 10 years, I don't think she would care.
You're right.
Yeah. So I think it's more of like, okay, well, how, like, do you love this guy? Like, what are you willing to do? Whatever. She's just kind of putting that out there, like, you know, this is the possibilities, and opposed to him getting that call, it's like, look, you need to go to, because they come in swift. Mm-hmm. So they give you, like, a couple hours, maybe a couple days to leave. So versus that happening, versus having a game plan.
No, you're right.
Right? So she's kind
of
like, okay, think about
that.
Yeah, so think about what you want to do. Yeah. And if you don't want to do that, then take that off the table. Like, look, I'm not willing to marry you. We're just going to roll the dice and see how it is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're going to consider this. Let's talk about it. So it's kind of those two options. And just doesn't feel like she doesn't want to do any of those options.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when it comes and he's leaving, oh, well, I wish, don't wish now.
But it's like, as a friend, she's telling her, as a friend, I feel like she's also saying, like, you're complaining, but he does. He only has a few options. Like, are you going to do it or are you going to just leave him
and just let him know.
Yeah,
at least
I think
he knows.
Whatever we're debating, at the end of the day, it might come up where he ends up being deported. So I think that changes the whole game plan in this instance. So you're right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Time.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm. God damn.
Yes. Jeez. It's a new year. It's a new year.
2018
I was going to say
right
something
now.
So inappropriate, but I'm leave that one alone. We just had fun.
We started off the show praising.
I don't even know what to say.
Our real 2018
discussion. Okay. Here's my little opinion on it, because I've been single since I was ever. So I think that, here's the thing. I think Naya obviously knows Alexa more than Buddy Murphy does. Because you have to think about it. WWE, they're together 24/7, no matter what. 24/7. And they get to know each other really, really quick. And I think ever since she went to the main roster, she probably realized, okay, there's more things out there than just Florida, obviously. So she's probably now thinking, okay, I don't want to get married too soon because there's so much things I can do at a young age.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't want to waste my time being married.
It's a very valid argument.
And being able to do that.
I feel like then she's wasting his time.
Right.
You're wasting his time then, if that's the case.
And that happens. I mean, obviously that does happen.
Yeah, people don't have the balls to say certain things. And I think that's what she was trying to say.
That's why people in this world are so angry. Because I'd be pissed if she was wasting my time and then he gets deported.
To be fair, there's a lot of happy people, too.
Yeah, but there's also happy people that are kind of delusional. And, you know, they're left out where they can be delusional and they don't have to live. They don't have to live with that truth.
True.
And there are people who, like, they benefit from the truth. And it's like, yeah, you kind of do one or the other. And I think if they're friends, they know their friendship. Like,
yeah,
she probably tells it how it is. She's not sugarcoating anything.
Yeah.
And if she wants somebody who's definitely not like that, then she needs to get a new
I
friend.
Think in the end, they both definitely kind of agree. I mean,
Naya
still.
Other out
yeah, they
too.
Do. Naya apologized. And then Alexa still told her that she appreciates the advice.
Yeah,
so regardless,
that's friendship.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that is friendship.
I really think Alexa and Naya are more closer than her and Buddy Murphy. Alexa and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah.
Nobody is closer to me than who is.
What?
You know.
What?
At the moment.
Wow, I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, I was confused on
I'm confused about both of you guys.
Whoever I'm getting it from at the moment is probably not good, and I'm engaged to, is probably not going to be closer to me than a friend of mine.
But you have to think about it. They're on the road.
So wait, are you saying that you're closer to...
What I'm saying is Alexa and I are best friends. They're probably closer to each other in that type of a friendship than she is with
Buddy
Murphy.
Are you saying you and Alexa are best
friends? No.
No, okay. No.
I was like, what?
I'm saying
Naya. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Because they've been best friends since Nia Jax walked into the WWE Performance Center.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure Nia Jax has been
there for the relationship.
There for that relationship since day one.
Mm-hmm.
So she obviously
day one ish.
Okay.
Mm. I love these episodes. They look great with their shirts off too. Power to them.
Trinity.
They do.
She loves it too. She's the one who called them out at. So thank her for starting the movement.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shirts off.
Yes. All day.
Hashtag. Have those shirts off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Still praise waiting Jesus. For Roman to take his damn
amen.
Best
whoa, hey.
After 5 years. All right. So we're back to the Lana and Natty drama.
Been counting the calendar.
Someone
like,
said, get it. No.
No.
He's married. No,
she said, I get it.
I thought you said,
no,
okay.
No.
Just get it.
Anyways, so we're back to the Lana and Natty drama. We thought they burned it down. But
Lana is drama. Hold up.
Go ahead. Say your piece.
Lana is drama. I'm going to let you finish that because I want to talk about that situation.
We are.
Because Lana is drama. She, you know, I really was rooting for her, but she's drama. She's one of those people that you don't be around if you're like, oh, I don't like drama. You know not to become friends with her.
Just like Carmella was trying not to be friends with her.
Exactly. That's what I'm.
Mm. You know, not friends. You just like avoid them. It's that person in the office where like they just always like in everybody's business and they flying all over the place, getting like asking questions. I was like, oh, okay, I peep your game. Hello.
Yeah, the like I. You know, drama like that is just too much. Like when you start like Carmella said, when you start messing with my money,
mm-hmm.
you start messing with my bag.
Mm-hmm. Right,
just to specify, what drama did she bring?
Okay, so I want to
hear your piece.
Well, it was in the show. Did you watch?
I did. I want to.
He wants you to explain the whole thing because
you know everybody in the chat has watched.
He wants you to explain.
No, because you guys. Okay,
because we're talking about it, but you haven't
explained. 2018.
Because I don't think she's drama, so that's why I'm asking.
What?
Where do you see the drama?
Have you not watched the show?
See, that's not an answer. What's
in
the
her,
drama?
In her, the characteristics that she does. So she kind of like almost stirs the pot.
Yes.
So like, you know, somebody's poking you and you tell them to stop and then they keep on poking you and now you have to punch them in their face.
But now you're like, saying generic examples. Like what is she doing?
She is taunting Carmella.
Okay, let me tell you what happened.
Carmella came. She didn't have to bring her outside and have a chat with her and all that stuff. Like, go. Well, have a good
so
time.
So taking her outside to discuss
no, that.
No,
I agree
don't
with.
Feel like
I mean,
was, no, I don't feel like it. I felt like it was a part of the drama that she was ready to bring. She knew Carmella was still hot about that. Like, let her chill out a little bit. Like, can we get her on a good vibe before you just come in and take me out and want to have this conversation? Like, this is her bag. Of course, somebody's going to be hot about their money.
Okay, so
if you messing with somebody's career, you hot about your money. So if you hot about your money, guess what? I'm going to be hot until you maybe get a little couple of drinks in me, and then maybe we can
that's
go
fair,
talk.
But Lana's argument was that she did not do what she was
accused
of.
Yeah, she said
of.
She did
Yeah, so
it.
That was the point. She wanted to clear that up before she keeps having these thoughts the whole time. right?
Yeah, but whatever the situation was, that was messed up. So I would have still been mad.
You guys still haven't told me how she created Dawn.
Because she shouldn't have had. She shouldn't have had the conversation.
She took her outside for a conversation.
She shouldn't have had the conversation on camera.
Well, the situation that happened.
Guys, see, like these examples are weak, guys.
No, I'm sorry.
So the example that happened, we have Natty backstage talking to everyone. Like she always does, and pretty much saying that Lana was trying to get Carmella off of the live events. Live events are pretty much not camera taped. So if you want to go see, they're called house shows. So pretty much that's what Natty was pretty much saying, but wasn't really true. So that's what started the whole situation, why they had the drama.
Doesn't that make Natty the drama queen?
Well,
oh, Nanny's drama queen too.
Natty is.
That's how Natty is.
But then Lana went and said she thinks Natty is doing that because of the promos, things, where it's just kind of like, why are you worrying about somebody else? Yeah. Like, I feel like if you feel like she needs work done, if you said it to her because you think she's your friend, then. And then you guys already had an argument about it. Just let it be. Because you need to do you. Because if she's not good at the promos, then that means she's not good at her job. That means she's going to get fired. And you're going to do you.
But to be fair, she brought that up because of the thing that Natty was accusing her of. So regardless.
But she brought it up too many times. Like, okay, if that was the case, bring it up. Let her know. If you didn't do it, if you really didn't go in there pushing yourself and getting somebody knocked off the roster, then guess what? Leave it alone.
No, you can't leave it alone if everyone thinks that you did it.
Well, because the Natty is stirring the pot.
Because Natty is stirring the pot.
Yeah.
She brought it up twice.
She did.
Well, yeah, she did. But Natty didn't bring it up twice in front of Carmella.
Starting.
No, she did. Carmella was there the first time around backstage. Yeah. And then Carmella was in the limo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's there both times.
It's a cycle at this point.
So Natty and Lana are both like, drama. I don't really.
Together, they are drama.
And then that pissed off Carmella because it's like, I have the Money in the Bank briefcase. I'm working my ass off. She even told Lana, I've been here for for a few years, and she's now like, you've only been here for a hot minute, and you're trying to take me off of live events because you want to do this. Go back to NXT.
Well, Carmella's only been there like a year or two, so she's also struggling. Roster,
But at the same time, I still think Lana needs to go to NXT and stay there for 1 year.
Oh, wow.
I think so, too.
Wait, why?
No, because she's good at promos, so she doesn't need to do that. Just wrestling. Stay there for 1 year and improve on your wrestling, because I guarantee you that's going to make a damn difference.
I don't really care too much about Lana. What I care about right now is, can we see some more of Carmella? Because that was fire right there. She showed attitude. Honestly, she showed everything.
But you know what?
I liked, and she was real about it.
I get a feeling that she's not a big TV person.
Who?
Carmella. I get a feeling that she doesn't want to put all her drama on TV.
I get that
feeling.
Well, there's a rumor that her and Cass broke up.
And that might be
they have to edit all this stuff out.
Mm. Oh, that's fair.
It's been a rumor a while that they've broken up. They just bought a house together. So right after they bought this house, she deleted photos of them together. She's on social media a lot, just her and her family. She's been posting. So it's possible that they're not together and they're just cutting all this stuff between Carmella and Cass.
Maybe they're together
and
she doesn't want her business in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe obviously she's not ready to talk about it. And that's fine. That's her business. We'll probably see her next season talking about it.
I want to see her.
I did really enjoy whoever did her makeup with the dark lip. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you. That was bomb.
The straight hair and everything was really good.
Yeah, that was a good look.
And
for
even Carmella even mentioned, she goes, I don't associate drama. I'm very upfront. If you want to say, tell me, say it to my face. And Carmella went in hot with her pizza purse.
See, the only reason I ever always bring up Natalia, because to me, she's considered the veteran of the whole group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think she acts like it. I feel like, honestly, with the whole women's revolution happening, I think we need stronger voices that are backstage. You know, the guys already have their guys that have been there a long time. I don't think the women have that. You know, you have Nikki and you have Natty, and that's about it.
What you have, you also have the dynamic of there's a lot of new things happening, right? And now the old guard is legitimately old, and now there's new people coming in the ranks, and you can't fight time. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have people coming up, they're going to have another 10, 15, hopefully, years in their career. And Natty may have, because you don't see women in their 50s wrestling on WWE.
Not anymore.
Right. You see some men here and there, but you don't see the women. So yeah. They know that their shelf life is coming closer to an end, and all those opportunities, all the new things that have been happening that they missed out because they weren't there when they first started mm-hmm. is kind of frustrating. So she's kind of balancing that on a mental level, yeah. like knowing that, okay, because I forgot what interview I was listening to, but the guy was like, as an athlete, there's a shelf life. So like a musician, mm-hmm. you can play until you're 70, mm-hmm. as whatever you can do. But as an athlete, there's always a shelf life. Mm-hmm. And that's always looming in the back of your head.
But you also have to think that half of these women started wrestling in WWE in their mid, late 20s. Mm-hmm.
So their nanny started young, though.
But their careers are still shorter.
They are short. But that doesn't mean, you know, if a quarterback... if their career is going to end as soon as they hit 30 or their early 30s, it doesn't mean that you, like, dismiss all of your backup quarterbacks either. And I feel
there's
like
there's
Natty...
There's a rarely few women out there, not in just WWE, but all in wrestling, that's still going. Like, Victoria, she's still wrestling.
They still wrestle, but that's what I'm saying. Victoria's not backstage. Mickie James is one of those veterans. Right. I think you need people that act a little bit more mature, right. And I don't know if Natty is ready
for
that.
Well, she doesn't
role.
Have the playbook with it. So if you have the quarterback, then there's coaches who've played before that you have kind of, you see that guidance. But for the women, you don't have that. Like, who do you have that's in the roster that's been through all this stuff? And like, because everything is new, like Royal Rumble is new for women. So
but
now
do
you're
you
seeing
a-
that. As a woman, and you're like, I want to do all this stuff, and who knows what's going to happen in the next 2 years, and you're seeing all these younger women, like, it's good to be intimidating.
That makes complete sense.
So I'm not saying she's justified in doing it, but I think on a mental level, that's...
But there's also Alicia Fox that's been there for over 10 years.
Yeah, she has.
There's obviously Mickie James, who's been doing it in the indies and WWE.
Yeah, so, I just feel like Natty tends to get insecure, and she does put people down. Mm-hmm. And you're right, she probably debates that in her own head.
And no offense, Natty, but
she's getting older.
Why has it mm-hmm. been taking her this long to get the championship?
Yeah, and again, I get it. There's no playbook. And, you know, she came at a weird time when she's actually been able to stick around through a few eras. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she gets mad props for that. But I think her insecurities tend to get the best of her at times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're traveling with all these women all the time, and you're seeing all this stuff, yeah. and like you have the pressures of social media, you have the pressures of WWE don't really, I mean, they care about you, but they'll fly in swift to fire you.
It's
so,
still a business.
You know, so you have all these, you have all these pressures of doing all that, and then, you know, on top of that, staying in shape, and as a woman, you have to stay a certain, like, you can't be, you know, Rusev or Samoa Joe. Like, you can't be that
Rusev
as a woman.
Rusev is in shape. How are you going to go?
I'm just saying he's in shape, but they're only going to allow.
Nia Jax, come on.
Yeah, but they're only going to allow, let's be honest, they're only going to allow like one.
A limited amount.
They're not going to have the whole roster there, because you know how social media will tear up all. Like, it's unfortunate, but that's where we are as women. So it's like you have to stay in shape.
And I mean, you said it. How many older women are wrestling now? You don't have that. And it's unfortunate, but that's the case. And again, that's something that Natty's probably dealing with.
And that's the thing. I think Natty's afraid, like, okay, I'm going to leave this, but I'm going to miss all these opportunities. Mm-hmm. But you have to think about it, that no matter what, WWE always are going to call you or call somebody back for this special moment. When the Women's Royal Rumble is going to show up, I bet you anything.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be.
They have 30 women, and there's only, what, 20 women on the roster? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of surprises coming
out. Yeah. A lot of surprises. I bet you anything, they're going to call Trish.
Because she's still in shape.
They're going to call Michelle McCool. And probably Victoria, and more
some
women.
NXT
maybe one. Some people from NXT, maybe some women from the Young Classic. Mm-hmm. It's possible, and I just think that Natty's afraid that she's going to miss out on all these opportunities that's now happening in WWE that didn't get to happen.
And that was
10
something
years
I liked about the Women's Classic as well. They actually had older women in that tournament, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. So, damn, that was a lot. Well, speaking of more Lana expresses herself that she kissed girls in college, and she's okay with it. And her and Trin did a little smooch when they went to Cabo, and it made Rusev a little...
Drunk. Yeah. Of course, they were all drunk.
I don't think she would have done that, like...
You don't see it?
I don't think she would have done that full... Not to Lana. I don't think she would have done that full stroke, like, sober. I think you was tipsy and like you having fun.
I don't think we've ever even seen them interact.
Well,
right?
Here's the thing. I'm a little.
They have, when Trinity was helping Lana.
Yeah.
TP.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So Rusev Guest was like, "What are you doing?" But I'm a little confused on why Trinity was okay kissing Lana, but was really pissed off a few seasons ago when she was twerking and Alicia Fox recorded it and posted on social media.
Well, those
It's a little different.
Those are two separate things.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are two separate things.
Because if you're twerking, you're, first off, your butt's to the, your face is to the wall and somebody's
doing your butt. But no, she wasn't facing the wall. She was just like literally like twerking, bent down with, you know, twerking. Not facing the wall.
Yeah, because you never know the situation. Alicia Fox could have just posted that without asking Trinity.
She did.
Yeah, that's not what you're not supposed to do.
Did Lana do the same thing?
I don't know. They didn't
see
say
that's
it.
The thing.
I think it was a screenshot.
It looked
something
like a screenshot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, because Lana put it on her Snapchat and someone took a screenshot of it and posted it on social media.
Okay. Well, I still feel like it is different. She was probably. I feel like she probably knew it was out there. And she was just like, well, we were drunk, so whatever.
Maybe.
That's all in the context but
if somebody's filming me twerking and I don't give them permission to post that, yeah, I'm going ahead.
But at the same time, she was filming for Total Diva, so that is going to get out there.
But,
well, what season was that? Because I remember
it was three?
She was talking about getting used to the whole, because they still want to keep their life very private.
Right.
So I think that probably what it might have been the issue, where it's just kind of like, okay, you're trying to debate, because you can't, once the cameras are on and after a certain while you forget the cameras are there. Yeah. So now in your subconscious, you don't want certain things to get out because it belongs to you. Mm-hmm. So I think, and that particular time was just more of, you know, this is season three or season two, and I'm still trying to figure out, you know, how to work this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anything, I mean, yeah, it's been 5 seasons. You grow as a person and you probably change your opinions as you move forward.
Mm-hmm. So, then Lana says, like, yeah, I've been to college. I've done things. I've experimented. And I don't know. What's the difference? Actually, Trinity said, what's the difference between football players smacking each other's asses and then girls kissing each other? What's the difference?
Again, there's a lot of differences here, guys.
There's a lot of differences.
So, hey.
I did not go around kissing my friend on the lips. Yeah, yeah. Like,
but then later
drunk
on,
or not. Like, it's not happening.
Well, later on, we might find out.
You know, you might feel your friend's boobs or something, but not like.
No. Yeah, but it has to be like a really good friend.
And it's all in the context
of it. Yeah, like you're. But I'm just saying, I don't go around kissing girls on my friends on the lips. Yeah, like a big smooch.
So have you guys ever experienced anything like that of the same sex?
I plead the fifth.
I was going to say it ain't none of y'all's business.
I did not play football.
What does that mean?
That's my answer.
What does that mean?
What?
What? What does that mean?
He said, I don't play football, meaning he never smacked a guy's ass.
There you go.
Oh, really? So you play sports? In sports in general.
Yeah.
Like,
it never happened. I did wrestling, and nothing ever happened.
So you were touching other men. I mean, you were intertwined.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I mean, and obviously, there's not a problem. Whatever you... Well, you know,
I got that one.
You know, whatever it is, if you want to touch people, if you don't, you know, just make sure everyone has consent.
Yeah,
and we're good.
Yeah, I think everybody's relationship is a little bit different. No, actually, my gay friend sent my. I have a really good friend, Jorge. Shout out. He sent me a text message.
Hey,
he's like, "We are the worst gay friends because if you were gay, we would already like snuggled together." And I'm like, "Dude, I'm not. It's not happening." Like, no, like I have very, yeah, it's very weird.
You don't snuggle with your gay friend?
No. Oh. No.
Wait,
not,
so he expected to snuggle?
He's always trying to get me to snuggle with him. Always. And I'm like, no, that's why, no.
That's what I'm saying. There's boundaries between friends.
Everybody has their
Yeah,
their
maybe you things. Have another friend that you're cool with snuggling. That's the way it is. You know, it is what it
She's
is.
Got I, a snuggle I do. She got a snuggle friend.
Anyways, underrated.
What?
Well, they all end up going to this drag queen club because Lana, now Rusev is, they were at the, Lana was doing a photo shoot. Rusev was like now interested of her imagining, oh, tell me a story of pretty much you getting with the chick. When she's like, I'm not telling you that. Then later on, they go to the drag queen
drag show.
Tons of fun. The drag queen pretty much was drinking with them. I liked how the drag queen was behind Rusev. That was hilarious. And then Rusev, being silly old him, was like, hey, my wife, she's in the white. You want to see if you can, like, pretty much try and kiss her or whatever.
Wait, he just said that to a random person, though.
Yeah,
right?
But she wasn't mean. Like, even her blurred face, she didn't really look cute. Like,
no.
He needed to find a cute girl.
Yeah, he should have.
He needed to find a cute girl, like, That's
what I said.
The type of cuteness his wife is. Don't just bring
some random.
Yeah, don't do that. It's
At least entice her a little bit.
I bet you anything, here's the thing. I bet you anything, the reason why they blurred her face is because she said, oh, I don't want my face to be on the show.
Of course.
Well, yeah, but still, even with the blur, she looks all right. She doesn't look like, compared to everybody else that was sitting there as far
she
as
looks
the W.
Plain.
Right.
Yeah.
To be fair, we didn't see her.
Yeah, but the way she was looking.
Like,
wearing,
we didn't, right?
She was short. She was kind of stumpy. Like, oh, you can't. She looked plain.
And then Lana was like, nah. She was like, no.
Yeah, but he brought a cuter, like a girl that's almost the same level as Lana, which he said something. Which she had kissed her.
Right, okay. Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Right. I think he was just really sly. He didn't plan it out well. He just put some girl standing there. Like, even just based off what she was wearing compared to the other girls.
Shirt
with
those brown shirt wasn't happening.
The fact that
wasn't
she
happening.
Said, I'm your what, spirit? Lesbian spirit?
Your lesbian gift.
Yeah. What does that mean? I don't know.
He gifted her to her.
Yeah, he gifted him. He gifted her to Lana as a lesbian.
Honestly, I think Rusev was jealous, and he went after.
He's always jealous.
But I don't think he was actually trying to find a girl for her.
I was confused because he was really into it, and then he got this girl who was like, let's see if my wife is really who she says she is.
Yeah, I think he wanted to test it. Yeah. I think if she started kissing the other girl, then that might have been even more issues, because then that's not what he bargains for. I think in his mind, it's like, if she kisses other girls, then one day she might leave me for, like, I think there's other...
Like, that's the insecurity.
Yeah, all the other insecurities of things going on.
Well, they were touching each other's boobs.
Well, that's why he left.
I mean, friends do that.
Do they?
Yes.
I don't.
Oh, I do with mine.
Nobody doesn't touch me.
Yeah. Oh. You don't have... I don't know. Your friend... I don't know your
friend. It depends
friend.
On how they presented it. They, like, show their boobs
the presentation.
All the time. Yeah, the presentation
is
key.
And I think it's... And also, they're all comfortable with each other because I'm sure... Obviously, they're in the women's locker room. They change in front of each other.
Yeah,
so it's like,
that's
whatever.
True.
So,
like, whose boobs are softer than others?
Yeah, and the presentation, definitely.
Yeah,
if you present your boobs, especially like I have friends and they present like they wear like low cuts, I'll do the little drum thing on there.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh. I have a friend. She has really big boobs. I'm not going to shout her out, but she knows who she is. She has big boobs, and every time I see her, I'll be like.
Yeah, you do like a little side tap.
And they're okay with this, right?
Yeah.
All right, just want to make sure. Well, I mean, just tapping people.
Well, I mean, if you put it...
Tapping people.
I actually, let them know
that's
first.
That's what Paige did to, what's his name? Big E.
Well, I mean, I would tap Big E's boobs, too. He moves them up and down. He's just, he wants them to be touched.
Oh, no, stop.
As I'm doing it, I'm like, okay, sexual harassment's happening now. Boom, boom.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
At least he knows.
Is there anything else you guys want to add onto this episode? We talked about
that was
kissing
it. And then
boobs.
The Bellas showed up.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. They're,
I'm just saying, we need some veterans in the team, guys.
They're there every. They're on every single episode. If they just in the car saying, talking about their life.
To be fair,
like
they put the show on the map.
They helped because you know I thought Eva Marie was really pretty, so I watched the show.
Eva Marie and the Bellas.
And then
shout out to Eva Marie for backing WWE up. Just saying.
Oh, I know the
situation. Thank you for that. Thank you.
I told you guys to accept her. I'm telling you.
I don't mind.
I never
her.
Not accepted her.
I honestly
I like her hustle.
After rewatching old episodes, I now. Kind of solid on her side.
I think everyone that's in wrestling eventually becomes a mark for wrestling. So that's why I like everyone that's involved. I think, again, some people might have different personalities or whatever, but at the end of the day, I think everyone relates to the sport, and I think that's cool.
I like, I respect their hustle, but then there's some people I'd like rather hang out with, and some people I'm like, oh, I'm good. Like, I don't want to be cussing off anybody today. Like, I don't want any of that drama. Like, as long as you're real, like, we can hang and have fun.
Yeah, I think I could hang out. Who could y'all hang out with? I think I could hang out with Carmella. Or Nia.
Trinity's my girl.
I think Alexa Bliss.
Oh, yeah, I like Trinity too. Would,
yeah.
She's hella fun.
I think, for me, Alexa Bliss, because she's not a party person. I'm not a party person. And then we could just go to rock concerts.
I know, because you cleaned your house for New Year's. You cleaned your house on Christmas.
Huh?
With your cat. Isn't that what you said?
No, I cleaned my... house on New Year's Eve because I didn't want to go out because there's a lot of drunk people and you know
that's nice. Again, as long as you're healthy and happy, It's all good, guys.
That's all that matters.
That's and all I that had matters. Nobody
to We're all here today. We're all here. Who would you be friends with? Oh.
Actually, I would love to hang out with Trinity and the Usos and
that whole family. Oh my gosh, they like, would be so fun.
Yeah, they would be so much fun. They seem like such great people.
Yeah, they do.
And they just seem like just legit. Like, there's no like drama. Like, they'll call you out on some ish. And like not in a negative way, but if you do something like if you walk into the door, they're gonna say some shit and like make fun of you, and you could be able to you should be able to handle it. So it's like it just seems like fun. Like they'd just be really fun to hang around.
They feel very relatable.
Yeah,
and I think that comes through whenever they're on screen.
Yeah. All right, so that concludes our episode of this week. Thank you all for joining in on the chat. Always fun to have you, loyal fans. Keep being loyal because we're loyal to you. It's going to be, I don't know what the heck I just said. Anyways, it's 2018. Let's make it a good year. This next couple of weeks we have.
Do we only have one more episode?
No, we have till the 30th.
Oh, let's make
it. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a 2-hour one coming up.
Oh, it's a 2-hour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's going to be a fun time. So if you want to follow me on social media, you can. If not, that's cool. I don't care. You can follow me at Anissa.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my god!
2018.
And by the way, please watch X-Fuck 12360 with Just Incredible. TK.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate those who followed me, and if you want to keep following me, that'd be great. I don't really post a lot, so I won't overload you. I am running the LA Marathon. I'm raising money for water pumps in Africa, so if you want to donate, you can just go in my bio. It's there at TK Trinidad.
I always have to follow her up, and it's so not fair.
Because she ain't running.
I know.
I don't run. I got you. I don't run.
I'm a Anique Loveless. I don't.
I was going to say we can tell what I just said.
I'm Anique Loveless, so you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mom.
And I'm Roger. You can find me on Twitter, Roger_Corral, and Beef Supreme on Instagram.
Man, I should go after him.
You finish?
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers,
those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.